This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So there's lots to discuss here tonight, but Mark, we were comparing stories before the show, and I think yours is probably the most outrageous.
I do. You generally have the better one.
I mean, when... With eugenics, you're talking about some pretty serious invasion into people's their ability to be humans, to be whole, to be in charge of themselves. What's going on? And this is the UK?
Yeah, this is the UK from, it's Raw Story, I believe, is where it's, yep, the Raw Story, rawstory.com. And it's, well, what does a vigorous sex drive and a low IQ get you? In Britain, the answer seems to be a court order preventing you from having sex. In a ruling that was attacked by some as homophobic and insensitive to disabled people's rights, a British court ordered last week that a man with a low IQ be banned.
Wait, why is it homophobic?
He's in a relationship with another man.
I don't understand.
I think that's stupid, personally. I mean, I don't think that the ruling is homophobic. There are lots of people out there that would that want people to get licenses to have kids. I mean, how many times in your life have you heard somebody say, they should ought to have a license to have kids?
So this guy isn't having sex with women, yet he's banned from having sex
that would not
having
cause
kids.
Procreation.
Wait, so confusing. Is he allowed to have kids as well?
He is not allowed to have sex.
This has an extra level of bizarre attached to it that I didn't even realize before we started the show. Okay, continue.
Okay. The man, 41 years old and identified in public only as Alan, was involved in a relationship with another man. Social aid officials from his local town hall argued in a court that Alan's vigorous sex drive, combined with his moderate learning disability, made him incapable of consenting to sex. They argued that even though he is capable of understanding the mechanics of sex, he is not capable of understanding the health risks involved. Officials also reportedly argued Alan should be kept away from sex education because it would confuse him. In ordering the sex ban, the judge noted that the case is legally, intellectually, and morally complicated because sex is one of the most basic human functions.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Alan's order came from the Court of Protection, a body Pink News describes as a secret court dating from the medieval times that holds trials in secret. Isn't this strange?
Wow.
According to the Telegraph, the court was given new life by a 2005 law that authorizes government officials to make personal decisions for people deemed not mentally competent. Under the let's step down for a second here and remember what Russia did, that the Soviet Union did to dissidents in the time frame when they were sending folks off to the gulag.
Mm-hmm.
They'd call them crazy. They'd call them mentally incompetent. They'd use terms just like this.
Well, if you don't believe in the government or in communism, then you must be crazy.
Under the
fascism or whatever.
Mental Capacity Act of 2005, its judges have the power to take life or death to make life or death decisions for people deemed to lack the intelligence to make them themselves.
Wow.
Such as undergoing surgery or forced abortions, having life support switched off, or being forced to use contraception. Alan reportedly came to the attention of authorities in 2008 when he is alleged to have made lewd gestures at children in a dentist's office and on the bus. No police action was taken, but a year later the local town council began its proceedings to stop Alan from having sexual relations with his male partner. The judge's order requires close supervision of Alan to make sure he isn't engaging in sexual relations.
What?
Officials told Telegraph that he was being closely monitored at home, except when he was alone in his bedroom.
Who is monitoring him?
This council, apparently.
With video cameras?
The Court of Protection. How else would they monitor
him? Isn't this the same place? Didn't they do video cameras over there for at-risk families?
Yes, parents that were deemed to not be giving their kids proper nutrition at home and at school and had other kinds of problems and that kind of thing. They would put cameras in the home
to some government program
to make sure they didn't hit the kids too often, had to feed them their broccoli on a regular basis.
So I bet this is kind of that same category or bureaucracy, essentially, that the bureaucracy of
we're
watching you
from England. Okay,
yeah.
and 1984 is happening there. They've got cameras in your homes.
Wow.
And generally, the United States isn't too far behind Britain when it comes to most of its sort of police state stuff.
Can you imagine, just for a moment, the idea of having cameras all throughout your home? Because how else are they monitoring him? They would have to have somebody there physically. So to have cameras all throughout your home, to have cameras all over the place watching you, to imagine, you know, you go into your room and your boyfriend comes in there after you and, like, you know, the klaxon goes off at the office. Oh, my God, he's in there with him. We can't see what's going on. Send a team down there, stat. I mean, to stop him from having sex.
It's bizarre
stuff.
He's
got a partner.
It's bizarre, bizarre.
He's
bizarre
in his
stuff.
40s. I understand they're saying he's not the most mentally acute.
One has to really ask, though, what are they concerned with happening? What are the results here?
Well, didn't they say in the beginning that, you know, there could be STDs? They're trying to protect him from the risks of sexual behavior.
I guess that's what they're claiming.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody else out there gets to make those decisions for themselves as far as STDs go and things like that. I mean, the world's full of people who aren't the smartest, you know, folks around.
Well,
aren't
the same
brightest
people,
bulb in the pack.
Well, the same people who are making decisions like this, you know, they want to expand, right? Like, they're able to get away with it for this mentally difficult kind of 40-something-year-old, and maybe he's really out of it. I don't know. We haven't had a chance to really look into this, obviously. But I'm getting an echo, by the way, board up. I don't know if that means there's a caller up or something like that, but it's gone away now, so that's good. Anyway, your thoughts are certainly welcome at 800-259-9231.
Right.
But these
what's the government's role in people's sexuality? Should the government be able to tell people whether or not they can procreate? Should the government be able to tell people whether or not they can copulate?
Well, and with what provisions, right? Because the people that passed this, the people that enforced this, that this is like their bailiwick, this is their thing, preventing the dummies from reproducing, or in this case, just having sex. These people want to take that further, you know. They want to make it so another group of people is not able to have sex, or this other group over here, whatever arbitrary decisions they'll make in regards to who it is that can't have sex, they'll decide because they know best. Well, we know that these people reproducing is a bad idea, so therefore we should control that.
Well, all the evidence that we've compiled here in the Western world is the government programs grow.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they've got three people or, you know, three families or three dozen families under observation, this court of protection in England, if they've got, three dozen under observation, it won't be too long before they've got 30 dozen. And it just, the number keeps going up and up. Because once you've got this classification, and it doesn't matter whether it's sex or gun ownership or whatever it is, it tends to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, whomever is in charge of that, I guess they want a larger, you know, thing to control. I don't know what the evidence is that government programs grow.
Yeah.
I don't know what the reason precisely behind it is.
And it sounds ludicrous, but there are people who do want things like sex licenses, some sort of a permission slip, a hall pass, if you will, to be able to have sex. That you'd have to take some sort of test that shows that you're proficient in knowing what contraception devices there are, and that, you know, you'll swear that you'll use them or something like that. And there are people out there that would call for this. Are you one of those people? 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This man has been told he cannot have sex, and he's not even in a relationship in which he could have a child. So it's just ostensibly on the ideal that the government knows what's best for him, and that they're going to decree that at no point shall he engage in this risky behavior. What other risky behavior should people be prevented from engaging in? Maybe he shouldn't be able to drink, too. I mean, that's a pretty risky thing. I mean, he's not very smart. He may not know his limits. He may go too far. I mean, even those of us who know our limits, sometimes we go too far, and we're not necessarily mentally retarded, although one could argue the alcohol might encourage us to be so. Maybe he should be prevented from drinking.
Yeah, I'm sure that I'm sure alcohol lowers your IQ. So how many alcoholic beverages should one be prevented from having sex?
You know, I slipped and fell today up here in New Hampshire, and if you're kind of dumb, maybe you slip and fall more often. You don't understand your footing. I mean, perhaps he should be prevented from leaving his house, or at least during the wintertime. 800-259-9231. Maybe he should be prevented from riding a bicycle. 800-259-9231. I mean, how far do you take this? And are you one of those people that thinks people should have some sort of sex license? 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Need to store or move stuff? Don't endure the hassle of hauling things to and from that annoying self-storage facility. Let 1-800-PACKRAT bring the portable storage unit to you. We're the simple and affordable storage and moving experts. Just tell us when and where, and 1-800-PACKRAT will deliver a weatherproof and secure portable storage container directly to your home in as little as 24 hours. Our professional delivery team will simply place the container at ground level for easy access. Renting containers for 1 month can cost less than what you'd pay a moving truck for a weekend. When it's ready, we'll move it next door, across the country, or store it in our climate-controlled warehouse. We take care of everything. Call toll-free 888-922-2928 or visit packratradio.com today and receive 15% off your first month's rent. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-922-2928 or visit packratradio.com for your free storage or moving quote right now. That's 888-922-2928 or packratradio.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've got a smartphone. You can visit our mobile site for quick access to our streams and the podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com to do that. It's free, of course. That's m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism, and public policy. Graduates have gone on to ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and more, Cato Institute. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information and to sign up to receive updates and reminders. This is open to all college students and recent graduates, and it's a great opportunity to go on to much bigger and better things. It's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, a bizarre story coming out of the UK where a man who is a gay man has been banned from having sex, not because he's intending to reproduce, obviously, but because...
It doesn't really work that well that way.
They just believe that he shouldn't be having sex because he's too dumb, in their opinion, to make that choice for himself. He is too mentally slow, they say, the government people, to be able to make the decision as to whether or not to have sex with another person. And they use the term partner in this case. He has a partner. It doesn't sound to me like he's just sleeping around all over the place. It sounds, you know, when you use the term partner, that tends to mean somebody you're a little more committed with.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think you can make assumptions simply because he has a partner that doesn't mean that he's having sex with other people.
This is true. But nonetheless, I find it outrageous. Regardless of the details, I find it outrageous that anybody will be told that that they can't do this. It'd be one thing to somehow disincentivize him in a whatever voluntary manner you can think of, and that is certainly open for brainstorming. But if somebody wants to engage in sexual behavior and they're doing it on a consensual basis, how can it be anybody's business otherwise? 800-259-9231. Let's talk ladies first to Angie, listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, Angie.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I think that it is a travesty that they're doing this to this young man.
Well, he's 41. He's not too young.
Oh, well, he's young to me. But, no, I think that is taking away his right. I believe that he should be able to do that. Even if he is mentally slow, he knows enough to know what he wants, and I think it's wrong that they're telling him he cannot do that.
Yeah, you know, it seems to me that the government, you know, it gets bigger and bigger, and there's all kinds of problems around sex. In that, you know, people, we're responsible for paying for other people's progeny. It seems like the next step for the government is to try to get involved in people's personal relationships and tell them with whom and when they can have sex or when they can procreate or whether they should have tubal ligations and things like that.
Is there anybody, Angie, in your mind who should be told by the government people that they can't have sex?
Absolutely not. I mean, you know, I'm not condoning, like, underage, you know, teen sex or anything like that, but I mean,
so teenagers should be, you're saying teenagers should be prevented from having sex?
Well, you know, I think that we should be a little more stricter in the school systems, you know, and that's a whole different system with the condoms, and I won't go into that, but as far as, I think that the government does not have a right to tell us what we can do, who we want to be with. That's none of their business. I mean, they've already taken a lot away, a lot of our rights away. So I think that that's just something that they should not be able to take care of.
But you do think they should, if it's under a certain arbitrary age, like 16 or 18 or something?
Maybe. I mean, you know, I have a 15-year-old daughter. So, of course, you know, I think that's... Like I said, it's a different issue. I think that the school system...
It's not really a different issue, because...
I think that's a parent's responsibility.
Right, because right now you've got 18-year-old males that might be very, very attracted to your 15-year-old daughter, and if they were to engage in some sort of sexual activity with one another, that 18-year-old male could be put into a jail cell. I mean, you don't agree with that, do you?
No, I don't. Not if it's consensual, I do not.
Very good. Hey, thanks for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll
free. You're always spoiling for a fight.
What are you talking about? I'm just asking people how they feel. I want to know what people think. And it's nice to know when some people out there are accepting towards other people making decisions, even though they might be the wrong one. It may not be the best idea for the 15-year-old daughter to have sex with an 18- or 20-year-old male, but you know, people should be free to make mistakes. And
I always end up thinking about that situation with Loretta Lynn and her husband. You know,
She was 13?
Yeah, she was 13. He was 22. It was a rocky relationship, but they stayed married their whole lives, and, you know, I'm sure they were very important to each other. It's not like my relationship with my wife has been ever... every day has been peaches and cream.
Didn't Jerry Lee Lewis marry his 13-year-old cousin or something like that?
Something like that. I mean, yeah. he's probably not the greatest example. Loretta Lynn stayed with his. I don't know the Jerry
right?
Lewis story. But it's the little guy with the Hitler mustache, Charlie Chaplin. Mm-hmm. He married young, too.
Yeah. Let's continue here and talk to Kevin, listening in Indy at WXNT. Hey, Kevin. Kevin in Indianapolis. Are you there, sir?
There's a show, UK Law and Order, and of course it's guilty till innocent, and the rule of law, there's really differences in the Constitution.
Oh, you're talking a little away from your phone. Make sure you talk right into it.
Well, the problem I have with the whole situation is it's hard for me to have a barrister or a judge who dresses in drag making this kind of decision.
Is it the wig or the black muumuu that causes you to call it?
It's amazing. It's just. I mean, I understand the culture and the custom, but it's a bizarre system. I'll put it that way.
So, is there any level at which you think it's appropriate to tell someone you can't have sex?
The only thing I can come up with is if you have someone that's such a criminal that's caused harm to other individuals that they have had people chemically castrated. That would be an extreme case where you had to do something like that to prevent somebody from harming other individuals. I mean, that's like a 0.0001% type situation.
The chemical castration is usually given as an option to avoid incarceration generally.
That seems like a good choice.
Further incarceration.
Hey, thanks. We've got to let you go. Your phone's freaking out on us, but thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
So sex offenders, and many of them really do want help. They're driven in the same way that normal folks are driven to have sex with, well, I guess whomever they are driven to have sex with. They're driven to have sex in, controlling fashion. Or with young people or whatever, and they want to control it. I suspect that's why so many of them end up going into the priesthood, hoping that somehow the Catholic Church is going to absolve them of their...
Hoping that by parading small children around them on a regular basis, that will help them with their problem.
I think that they go there. I think they go there for legitimate reasons, hoping that somehow, being closer to God at the church or whatever will help them, and they find that that doesn't really...
All right, the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Also, we're going to give you a Totesack, actually a two-pack of the Totesack. It's going to let you bring your groceries back in from your car. For me, it's one trip. And it's just an amazing little device. It's made out of all recycled materials, and it is strong. And you're going to be able to lift more with this. This Totesack can lift more than you can lift with the Totesack. And it is very strong.
Yeah.
And I use it every time.
You can probably hang your car from it.
Yeah, maybe. It's tough. Plus, you get doubles is kind of like a knuckles thing. Like, you can put it on your fist, and you can hurt somebody with
it's, it. It's for carrying groceries.
I'm telling you, Mark. I've seen a video on YouTube of this sensei doing some awesome moves with the Totesack. You can get a two-pack if you call in right now at 603-435-1105. Go to totesack.us to order your own, totesack.us. You win a two-pack if you call in now. Contest line 603-435-1105. More Free Talk Live coming up. Your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features there. The webcam is one of them, and it's free, of course. You just go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can watch and listen to the show there. By the way, there's also a chat room built into the same page as the webcam. You can go to, again, cam.freetalklive.com to watch, listen, and interact all for free. Brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have the largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of list price. If you need optical transceivers, you work in the industry that they use those, then this is the place to get them. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue taking your phone calls. The topic at hand is about people in government trying to control who can have sex. In the UK, they've told a man in his 40s, who they claim is mentally deficient, that he cannot make these decisions for himself. Even though he has been throughout his entire adult life, he is now not able legally to make decisions. They're monitoring somehow him in his home, and they claim that they know whenever he's with somebody, the only time they can't see what he's doing is when he's alone, I guess. In a room or some sort of...
In his room. I think they don't have cameras in his room. They have cameras around the rest of his house. So
it's really scary, really, you know, Orwellian, freaky government nanny state control situation. And it's just a matter of time before this expands out, before whichever oh, wise government bureaucrats have made this decision. We'll start deciding this for more and more different groups of people. And that's pretty scary. 800-259-9231. But maybe you think it's great. Maybe you think that these things should be happening. So far, we've had some pretty open-minded folks tonight. We haven't had the person call in who is just, you know, really keen on telling people, deciding, being the decider as to who can and who cannot engage in one of the most basic human activities, and that is sexual activity.
You know, when you're walking down the street, you've got that little part of your brain that's always judging and assessing other people and, you know, just telling yourself little stories about this person you're seeing or that person you're seeing. And I can tell you, when I see some of these young guys pushing, you know, baby carriages with their girlfriend, and everybody's got tattoos and their hats are backwards and their pants are down around their knees and cigarettes are hanging out of their mouths and all these things, is, you know, like, I would like to dictate who gets to have kids and who don't. You know, who doesn't? I mean, that's quite honestly, I would like having children to be a purposeful activity.
Yeah.
That's what they intend to do when they're doing
it. It's an accident for a lot of people, no doubt.
You know, I can't say that I've never been in the situation where that accident could have occurred. Mm-hmm. It didn't for me. I'm fortunate. So I get to have I have that nice high seat where I can look down all the way down my nose at the rest of the people. Because, you know, when I had my child, that was the intent. I was told we're having a child, and then I performed as I was supposed to.
There's a difference between what you think and what you do.
Indeed.
Right? And so I think things frequently that I would rather not think. And I just have to put those thoughts out of my mind, and I choose not to act on them. So the people who are choosing to act on these thoughts are the ones that are doing what's wrong. It's not wrong to think bad things. I mean, I don't like it, but sometimes it just happens. But it is wrong to act on those bad thoughts. So these people are actually putting their thoughts about controlling others into action. We're seeing it happen, and it's really scary. We'd love to hear your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Roger, listening in Evansville. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live. You're listening to WGBS.
Hey. How are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Has anybody brought up the case of State versus Buck as back in 1950s, I believe it was?
I'm not familiar. What is that?
Okay, the court erroneously made the decision, I think, to force an abortion because it was a statement, three generations of imbeciles is enough. Well, when I took a criminal law class, it said the judges were in error because the people were not anywhere below average intelligence, et cetera, et cetera. They just weren't part of the aristocratic class, and so they thought they could come in and tell them to force the abortion.
Wow, that's even scarier. I mean, the idea that after the fact, deciding, oh, no, take it back. That's far more invasive.
It was apparently, according to Wikipedia here, and, well, their voice is close to God's, Buck v. Bell. It was in the United States Supreme Court ruling that it upheld a statute instituting compulsory sterilization of the unfit, including mentally retarded.
What year was that?
1927.
Whoa, so, I didn't think it was that far ago, but...
Well, you know, you knew about it, and everybody else didn't, so
Roger,
you still get the star.
Roger, any other thoughts you want to share?
I've been fighting the family courts for visitation enforcement for 30 years, and I spent 10 years in New Hampshire, four of it was a security police lieutenant at Pease Air Force Base. And, you know, when you're protecting and defending the Constitution, and they're violating your First Amendment right to assemble with your own child, something's wrong with that picture.
Yeah, no doubt about
really
it.
Really annoying.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark, also listening to WGBF in Evansville. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say, hey, if the government has to support the stupid decisions that people make, then I think the government has a right to say something about it.
Don't you think that's kind of the wrong road to run down? I mean, basically saying, well, since we've got all this government tyranny, let's add a little more on top. And don't forget...
I think that, hey, if the government's going to steal from me to pay for other people's stupidity, be it the results of an STD or an unwanted pregnancy or whatever, they're stealing my money to support these people. I think I ought to have a right to say something about it.
Well, I guess saying something's different than stopping someone physically from an act that they consented to.
I think that there's something to what he's saying here. The fact is that he is by force involved in this system. But don't forget that the government's invasive when you talk about this kind of thing. The government would love to have to be completely involved in your medical care, and relatively quickly it will be. So when you advocate for restrictions on people who are voluntarily taking government programs, and I mean very soon those restrictions could come upon yourself because, well, the government's not going to want you to smoke. They're not going to want you to.
If you're going to come and, you know, take out at the government trough, you've got to accept the restrictions.
What kind of restrictions would you propose?
I do not take government money.
That's good. Me neither. What do you propose as far as restrictions?
I don't really care. You know, the fact of the matter is, you don't want restrictions on your life, support yourself.
So if everybody...
This is, for him, what he's claiming is that he would like to see a disincentive program for people taking welfare. And I can understand that. I mean, if you're going to go with your hand out from the public pool, I can understand why some people will want you to live an upright and honest life when you do so. I don't see that there's, you know, particularly any inconsistency in his philosophy here.
Well, I see the problem with his, I don't care if it's inconsistent.
He sounds a little vindictive when he says it, but that doesn't change that there's no consistency problem.
It doesn't matter to me whether his philosophy is consistent. Plenty of people are consistently in favor of more state control over people's lives.
No,
and that's what you're advocating here.
What I'm advocating is, if you're going to go to the government and say, you've got to support my children, you've got to pay for my sexually transmitted disease, you've got to do this for me, you've got to do that for me, well, then, you know, you might have to have some controls on your life. I mean, when you've got people out there with two and three kids from two and three different fathers, and I've got to support them, they should have some control on their life.
Look, man, I'm fully in favor of getting rid of welfare because I don't believe in forced wealth redistribution. However, what you're talking about opens a pretty big door to some majorly invasive nanny state, police state tactics that, as you should know if you've been paying attention to how government works, inevitably expand their purview into different areas of people's lives.
Well,
that doesn't bother you at all?
To keep freedom, you have to take responsibility.
But we don't have freedom.
You're not going to force people to take responsibility for their actions. You're going to give up your freedoms.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The freedoms are already gone. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's sad to see people who are in a position where they feel like they're being stolen from, and they are, it's true, but they feel like because of that, that they want to control other people's actions even further, and
right.
It's going down the wrong road.
Some other reason to steal from you if it wasn't for welfare? Welfare isn't the most egregious of government programs out there, in my opinion.
There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Need to store or move stuff? Don't endure the hassle of hauling things to and from that annoying self-storage facility. Let 1-800-PACKRAT bring the portable storage unit to you. We're the simple and affordable storage and moving experts. Just tell us when and where, and 1-800-PACKRAT will deliver a weatherproof and secure portable storage container directly to your home in as little as 24 hours. Our professional delivery team will simply place the container at ground level for easy access. Renting containers for 1 month can cost less than what you pay a moving truck for a weekend. When it's ready, we'll move it next door, across the country, or store it in our climate-controlled warehouse. We take care of everything. Call toll-free 888-922-2928. Or visit packratradio.com today and receive 15% off your first month's rent. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-922-2928 or visit packratradio.com for your free storage or moving quote right now. That's 888-922-2928 or packratradio.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. You will go, if you want to freetalklive.com, look at the banner column, see the first banner there. SACL CAI, they're a longtime major sponsor of this program, thanks to Jason Osborne, one of the principals behind SACL CAI. But if you are looking to get the collections taken care of and maybe take it out of your house, because who wants to do that stuff? It's awful. SACL CAI will do it and treat your customers with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. You can visit SACL CAI through their banner at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Controls. People who want to control other people's sex life. They're getting their way in the United Kingdom, where one man, at least, maybe more, where there's one, there's usually several more instances of government intrusion into people's lives that aren't getting news coverage. We just happen to see this, so who knows how frequent things like this are happening. One man is being monitored while he's at home, presumably, and who knows where else. He is mentally, I guess, deficient, I think an IQ in the 40s, and they're telling this man he cannot have sex, period. Now, he happens to be a gay man, so he's not at risk necessarily to procreate. They're just simply saying that he cannot have sex because it's risky. But even if he were able to, or, you know, even if he were having sex with the opposite sex and possibly, you know, risking procreation, he wouldn't be allowed to do that either. So they're saying you can't have children either. I mean, they're really, this is some creepy Orwellian stuff. And we just had a guy call in and say, well, as long as welfare exists, I'm okay with controlling people's lives like this. And I think that's
he was talking specifically for people who are receiving welfare.
Sure, I understand what you're saying, Mark. But nonetheless, I think that's a really scary position to take. It's reminiscent of the people that will say, well, as long as welfare exists, we need to have border controls. We need to have, you know, the government cracking down on this area or that area. And I think that's advocating the wrong thing. If you don't like welfare, then work to end welfare or refuse to pay taxes or join together with others who don't like welfare to do that and start a charity to help people.
There are ways to do what he was talking about doing without having quite the sound in his voice the way he was saying it. I mean, for instance,
you could tell people the welfare would be dropped if they do XYZ,
like have another child.
Yeah,
yeah, you know,
you could do that.
So you know, you don't have a problem with modifying people's behavior with financial
incentive. I think is one thing, but to say you can't or else, you know, we're gonna put you in a cage, that's pretty bothersome. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. You can also bring up anything you want. Maggie is listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Hello, Maggie. Oh, I guess Maggie's gone, maybe. Let's try Cheryl instead, listening to Tampa's WFLA. Hello, is this Cheryl?
This is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl, you're on listening to WFLA. What's on your mind tonight?
You've got me thinking about, you know, whose job it is to control that. I'm in Tampa. We've got, we had an adult care center, you know, kind of a live-in type of environment for mentally challenged men that was in Sefner that's under investigation because a family member went to visit, you know, found a lot of pornography there that the men looked at and found out the men were all having sex with each other and became very upset. It's got some sort of state or federal funding, so she's, you know, fighting that with the state, trying to get their funding taken away. But I guess my only concern with that would be protecting people that they can't communicate that they don't want to have that sex. You know, if you've got somebody that doesn't have the communication skills to say, no, I don't want this to happen to me,
mm-hmm.
is probably the only reason I could see to step in and not let that happen.
Well, this is what that court was saying, and I think that you know, it could be. This is a difficult thing to try to ascertain, right?
Right.
You know, there's the internet is rife with stories of 13-year-old girls coming on to much older guys. I mean, I know what I was thinking when I was 13. I may not have understood the implications of everything, but I understood what sex was. Many people would say that a 13-year-old is not capable of deciding to have sex with, say, a 29-year-old. But, you know, these things, you know, they happen. I think they are capable of making the decision. They may not know what all the repercussions are, but, hey, I don't know what all the repercussions are of any particular activity I have in my life.
Right.
I'm not advocating for 13-year-olds having sex with 29-year-olds. And I'm just pointing out that it can be very difficult to, this court decided that he was not capable of deciding this, and somehow this guy manages to get around on his own. He can feed himself.
You know, if he can communicate yes and no, then that should be enough that he should leave. This is what I want to do.
Yeah,
I can see
you
coming.
If you've got someone that doesn't have the faculties to communicate that they don't want this to happen to them, you know, I'm thinking of a worst case scenario. If I was in a car wreck and ended up in a facility and couldn't communicate, I don't want these other people having sex with me if I don't want it to happen.
You know, there's an interesting story about a husband and a wife in a coma. You know, one has to wonder what's going on with a husband and a wife in a coma, because apparently they were he was caught having sex with her. Did she consent? While she was in a coma.
He was caught.
Well, it happened at a hospital.
Wow.
You know, somebody came in.
That's
wife. I don't know. A strange story.
That is an interesting story. I didn't know if it was real. I thought you might have been making that up.
Hey, what is the name of that facility in Sefner?
I think we might have lost her.
Oh, well.
Thanks for the call, though. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, what do you do in that case? I mean, you could presume that, since they're married, then it's his prerogative. But on the other hand, it's really creepy.
It's creepy. It would seem to me that once the marriage contract is signed, then you're in the state of denying sex rather than allowing sex. Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, I don't understand.
Well,
who's in a state of denying sex?
So at that point, sex is an understood portion of marriage, and
there's no guarantee. I mean, you could be in the doghouse.
It would then be incumbent upon whichever partner decided to not have sex at that time to say no, as opposed to saying yes.
But if you're in a coma, you can't do that.
Well, you can. Yeah,
what if she put him in the doghouse?
No. Therefore, a state of sex being an assumed yes at that point would make that okay.
I don't like that though. What if they're about to separate and she goes into a coma?
Yeah, it's a tough scenario.
Wow.
But you're just assuming what would happen and how she would react. I mean, at that point, the marriage contract is still signed. I gotta say, I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with that. I mean, it's weird, but, you know, that's his wife.
But I don't know. Would love your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
The bad part about it is it's not a two-way street, right?
That's almost necrophilia.
I would say that's like, I agree with you.
That's borderline necrophilia. There's probably a word for that I've never heard of before.
I don't know. Somebody's got to make it up.
All right. So 800-259-9231. You can add your thoughts in on the coma situation as well or bring up anything. Let's talk to Jane, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hey, Jane.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you're talking about sexual liberty, and let us carry it to ultimate sexual liberty. I take it that you're in favor of gay and lesbian marriages.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody that wants to marry one another should
I'm not in favor of gay and lesbian marriages. I'm in favor of two adults being able to choose to contract to live with one another.
Yeah, and I also favor abolishing government marriage, just to add that in.
Okay, but you limit it to two. What about a Muslim who wants to have four wives?
Oh, you should be able to have as many people in your marriage as will consent.
I'm involved with, I believe that any amount of people that want to contract to live together should be able to do such a thing.
So polyandry and polygamy,
old
Mormons. Okay, there should be no limits. Marriage because of any moral disgrace, right?
How do you feel about
what you mean, moral disgrace?
Well, moral disgrace or moral outrage, and so therefore,
before you go on with the therefore, the only limits should be what the market might limit. So, for instance, if there's a church that doesn't want to perform a marriage for, perhaps a gay or lesbian couple, or they don't want to perform a polygamous marriage, then they shouldn't have to. It would be their choice. So if there is a church that will perform those things, then they should be able to.
But let us carry it further then and say, I understand on the Internet, and you can look this up, that currently there exists both over the age of 21, a biological father and his biological daughter have a relationship, and certainly they should be allowed to be married.
Well, I got to say, I think it's yucky, but, you know,
it's their business.
If that's what they want to do, how's it going to change my life? How does it affect me?
Yeah, well, you're welcome to ostracize them if that's something that you feel would be appropriate. If that is somebody that you would not ever talk to,
And let us carry it further then.
Sure.
At one time, I read many years ago that the age of consent in Delaware was the age of 7. So if a 42-year-old and a 7-year-old want to get married, that should be their freedom, their liberty to do so.
You found my line, I can assure you. My line is somewhere around 14 years old. I don't think that somebody can make it.
Why not 13 or 12 or 11?
I don't know.
Mark has no explanation because his logic breaks down at this point because he gets uncomfortable with the topic. But I'll answer your question, and I thank you for the call tonight. Yeah, absolutely. They should be able to. Now, again, as Mark pointed out, that's creepy and it's weird. But right now, you've got people out in the Arizona and the Utah desert in the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that are regularly marrying, 12-year-old girls and maybe even younger to 50-plus-year-old men. It's their business. You don't have to do business with them. You can ostracize them, keep them off of your property if you'd like to try to, show them that they're wrong. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.